This is St. Louis Public Radio. There are about 1,000 homeless people in St. Louis, according to the latest annual count. Gaps in city services are often filled by nonprofit organizations and houses of worship. One local women's organization serves the homeless here and also in her native Bosnia, where poverty persists, a holdover from the war in the 1990s. As part of our Sharing America Profile series, St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports on Nirmana Huskic.
It's a normal Saturday for St. Louis's Gateway 180 homeless shelter. There are hot meals being prepared, conversations among families, and children running through the halls. But this particular Saturday, the nonprofit Rukunade is here too, serving lunch in the cafeteria and providing clothes, personal items, and toys to shelter residents.
How many do you have?
She has four.
Okay, so me, put how many you want on my...
That's Nirmana Huskic, the extroverted and sympathetic 32-year-old founder of Rukunade. Inside the shelter's cafeteria, there's excitement and clatter, but she stands out among the noise. Her high-pitched voice is distinctive, but it's the all-white hijab she's wearing that sets her apart from the residents and volunteers. She's a familiar face and voice to many of the residents.
Oh, hi! How you doing?
And that's because her nonprofit has been serving Gateway 180 on the last Saturday of every month for the past 2.5 years.
We came as refugees. Someone has helped us when we came here. So we look at it, it's our duty to help someone else, you know? It's time for us to do, like, pay back, pay forward. So that's what we're doing. We're showing our appreciation to St. Louis. We're showing our appreciation for all those people who have helped us.
In Bosnian, Rukunade means hand of hope. It's one of a kind. The only charity in the city that serves the homeless population, seniors and youth, in both St. Louis and Bosnia.
Hi, welcome.
Hey. So we take our shoes off in the house.
Huskic welcomed me into her home and straight into the kitchen, where she has set up her office for the day. Over the smoky-flavored Bosnian coffee, she says she credits her humanitarian work to her Islamic faith, her family, and the hardships she encountered during the Bosnian War.
Hello? Poštovanje, ovo Zufera. Da, ja sam Nirmana iz Rukunade.
Huskic's cell phone is steadily ringing with incoming phone calls and text messages. This caller wants to know if Huskic could find a family in Bosnia whom she could donate a cow to, and nearly 30 years after the war, the country is still struggling to rebuild. After her family escaped the war-torn city of Zvornik in 1992, they found their way to a neighboring village and continued to move to various Bosnian hill territories throughout the war. She says living conditions were harsh.
So my dad, my mom, my brother and I, and we have one potato. They split it between me and my brother and they didn't eat. They didn't eat all day. Like, I'm gonna cry. This is why I don't like talk about that. There's times when we didn't have anything.
The war was over in the mid-90s, and in 1998, Huskic and her family found refuge in St. Louis's South City, along with thousands of other Bosnian refugees. Huskic says those early days in St. Louis were hard.
My mom, she worked 3-4 jobs to, like, support us so we have food on the table. You know, when we first came, we slept on, like, peed mattresses that we would get from, like, garbage.
And those days made her work all the more meaningful. Her childhood friend, Lisa Grisenik, manages the outreach project for the Islamic Foundation of Greater St. Louis's homeless program, House of Goods. She says she admires the way Huskic breaks the stereotypes of Muslim women.
She's doing exactly what she needs to do, and it's very important to show the world that Muslim women can do this.
Huskic says her work is her calling and fighting for injustice is her passion.
They feed us. They be sweet to us.
This is Danielle Du Bois. She's been living at the shelter for more than 3 months.
They conversate with us. They act like we human. Other people don't act like we human because we homeless.
For Huskic and her team, their motto is to never bring food or clothes that they wouldn't give to their family or friends.
Everybody's story is different. You can never say I sympathize or like I know exactly what you're feeling because everybody has a different story, but we can empathize. Like we can say I try to understand because of my experience, and I'm here to listen and help as much as I can.
For Sharing America, I'm Andrea Henderson. St. Louis Public Radio.
This story is part of Sharing America Profiles, a series about diverse women doing local work that highlights an issue of national importance. Sharing America is a four-station public radio collaborative covering race, identity, and culture. More at sharingamerica.news.